On today's show, tons of news around the conference as Tennessee wide receiver Cedric Tillman is coming back for another year. Mizzou quarterback Connor Bazelak hits the transfer portal. Several other announcements on guys coming back and guys going pro. We'll tell you who. Lynn Scarborough of Lindy Sports will join us to preview the U of H Auburn matchup in the Birmingham Bowl, and we'll give you a pick for the Liberty Bowl with Mississippi State as well. Locked On SEC starts right now.
You are Locked On SEC, your daily podcast on the Southeastern Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And what's up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On SEC. Great to have you guys along. Today's episode is brought to you by Sonos. Sonos is the official sponsor of ESPN College Football. Go to Sonos.com to learn more. I'm Chris Gordy. Thank you guys so much for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On SEC is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube and at LockedOnSEC.com. Let's jump into it. Let's go around the conference.
Boots out to the right. Intercepted.
Takes the handoff.
Throws.
What a catch. Around the conference.
And we start over in Knoxville as Cedric Tillman, who had a breakout season for the Vols. His career isn't over yet. The redshirt junior wide receiver will look to help lead the Vols to victory against Purdue in the Music City Bowl. And he announced on Thursday he is planning to return to the Vols for the 2022 season. One more ride, he tweeted. He said, I feel like I have much left to prove in the orange and white. Therefore, I will be returning for my 2022 senior season in Knoxville. That is a big boost for Tennessee's offense, as Tillman was the leading receiver this year for the Vols. Through 11 games, he had 57 catches for over 900 yards, 9 touchdowns. He was a 3-star recruit out of the Las Vegas area in 2018. So we will see what Tillman could do next year. But big news with Hendon Hooker already coming back. Certainly a lot of offensive firepower for Josh Heupel and company next season. Tillman and the Vols set to face Purdue in the Music City Bowl on December 30th at 3 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. In bowl game action, the SEC is off to an 0-2 start so far in bowl season. Mizzou lost to Army 24-22 last Wednesday in the Armed Forces Bowl. But on Thursday, Florida lost to Gus Malzahn and UCF. As UCF won 29-17 in the Gasparilla Bowl, Emory Jones played in his final game as a Florida Gator, throwing for 170 yards and rushing for 62. Florida was led by interim coach Greg Knox, who took over for Dan Mullen. Billy Napier, of course, will now take over as official head coach. But after the game, Gus Malzahn told the media that you'll see recruits not just go after logos and go after programs that are average or non-bowl programs. Of course, in so many words, seemingly lumping the big three of Florida, Miami, and Florida State into one statement, as UCF has ascended to be the most successful Sunshine State program at the moment. In the game, Florida wide receiver Justin Shorter took a scary hit from UCF DB Quadrick Bullard. Shorter was taken off the field after the hit. He fell to the field unconscious and laid motionless for several minutes. The family of Shorter released a statement that he was on his way to a full recovery and would be heading home soon. Statement said, we would like to thank everyone for the outpouring of prayers, love, and endless support. He is going to be fine. Now, Shorter later tweeted out the words, unfinished business, announcing he will return to Florida next season. He had 41 catches for 550 yards and 3 touchdowns this year, so he will be a big part of Florida's offensive game plan moving forward. At Billy Napier, he is set to hire a coach who previously worked with him at Louisiana, William Piegler, who was in his second season as the Michigan State running backs coach. He will depart for Florida after the Peach Bowl. Piegler was the director of quality control for the offense in 2019 at Colorado. At Florida also announced Marcus Castro Walker will be the team's director of player engagement and NIL. Castro Walker comes to Florida after spending last year on Nebraska staff. Pretty cool, the new age of stuff. You got to have somebody in charge of your NIL deals and kind of managing all that with the players. So that's what he's going to do for Billy Napier. And also Florida linebacker coach Christian Robinson shared a farewell message to Gator fans after not being retained by Billy Napier. Robinson followed Dan Mullen from Mississippi State 4 years ago, thanked all the folks in Gainesville for his time and welcoming him there. In transfer portal news, Missouri started Brady Cook at quarterback last Wednesday in their bowl game instead of Connor Bazelak, and Bazelak dressed for the game, but he dealt with an injury for a large portion of the season. Now he has announced he is entering the transfer portal. Bazelak wrote on social media, "It's been a wild 3 seasons at Mizzou. I've cherished every moment. We had some awesome victories over LSU, Kentucky, and Arkansas in 2020, and this big senior day win over Florida to become bowl eligible this year. But after much prayer and discussion with my family, I've decided to enter the transfer portal." So that's yet another starting quarterback in the SEC. If you count Max Johnson, Emory Jones, Bo Nix, all entering the transfer portal. Missouri still has plenty of depth in their quarterback room. Of course, Brady Cook figures to be in the picture next year, and as does freshman Tyler Macon. And the Tigers did just bring in 4-star freshman Sam Horn. So we will see where Connor Bazelak ends up. Over at Auburn, defensive back Smoke Monday confirmed he is off to the NFL draft after one final game in an Auburn uniform. Smoke Monday has played in 49 games the last 4 years. He said, "I definitely will be coming out this year. These last 4 years have been great for me. There have been different changes since I've been here." While Roger McCurry and Zakobi McClain have opted out of the Birmingham Bowl, Monday will play for Auburn against Houston tomorrow. He said, quote, "I'm playing because me personally, I love ball. I'm all about ball. If I can get an extra game, I want to do it." This season, Monday has logged 59 tackles, including 8 for a loss, 2 sacks, and 6 passes defended with an interception. Now, Zakobi McClain, we mentioned, he was already expected not to play in the Birmingham Bowl, but he made his announcement official yesterday, thanking family, coaches, teammates, and classmates at Auburn, saying that he will be headed for the NFL draft. He tweeted out, "You all have made me a better player, but more importantly, a better man. I will take all that you have given me and improve upon it as I embark on this journey." Zakobi McClain, the regular season, led Auburn with 96 tackles. He had 113 of them last season. Roger McCurry and Bradarius Ham have also opted out of this game. Over at Florida, Ventrell Miller, who played in 2 games this season for Florida before he got hurt, suffered a torn biceps tendon, later had surgery. Linebacker announced he is coming back to Florida. He tweeted out, "Life is full of tough decisions, but my mind is made up. I'm excited to announce I will be entering the new year as a Florida Gator. Merry Christmas." Miller led the team in tackles in 2020, started 10 of 11 games, also threw 3.5 sacks and 7.5 tackles for a loss. Over at Mizzou, offensive lineman Michael Maietti, since transferring from Rutgers, was a big part of the Mizzou O-line, playing the bowl game against Army last week, but that will be his last game in a Tigers uniform. He officially announced last Thursday he is entering the NFL draft. He was a second-team All-SEC player this year. Also, Missouri wide receiver Deontay Boo Smith announced he is moving on. His wide receiver and punt returner wrote on Instagram he will declare for the NFL draft. Over at South Carolina, head coach Shane Beamer landed a couple big transfers this offseason, including quarterback Spencer Rattler and tight end Austin Stogner. Stogner, speaking with the media recently, talked about why he left Oklahoma. He said, "Look, me and Coach Beamer, we were real tight at Oklahoma. He's my favorite coach I've ever had. He gets me, and he knows how to get the best out of me. I trust him. He's got an awesome family. He is why I chose South Carolina." Stogner transfers to the Gamecocks along with Rattler. See what kind of roles they play this year. Now, speaking of South Carolina, linebacker Sherrod Green suffered a broken ankle earlier this season. He's been with the program for 5 years, but he has seen the last 2 cut short by injuries. On Thursday, he announced he is coming back to the Gamecocks for a 6th season in 2022. He tweeted out, "Got so much left to give. I am not done yet." His best season was in 2018, when he recorded 73 tackles. Eric Douglas, he's going to come back as well. Over at South Carolina, the Gamecocks center said he will use his extra year of eligibility to return in 2022. Over at Auburn, Jason Jones, the former defensive tackle at Oregon, he has announced his transfer destination. He's coming to Auburn. It's a nice pickup for the Auburn Tigers. Jones appeared in 13 games for Oregon last year, was the second Oregon player to enter the transfer portal. And Florida wide receiver Jacob Copeland is off to the Big Ten. He's announced he is transferring to Maryland. Lastly, Bill O'Brien and Doug Marrone, they will join the Alabama team before the Cotton Bowl. Nick Saban confirmed over the weekend both guys are out with COVID-19, but they will rejoin the team prior to the Cotton Bowl. Thank you guys again for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Make sure to check out the Ultimate College Football Playoff Preview 2021. Local experts, betting advice, and draft analysis. The most comprehensive college football playoff preview begins this Friday. Coming up next, we'll talk with our buddy Lynn Scarborough about the Birmingham Bowl. That's coming up next. Look, guys, this holiday season, you want to grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, or even better than a candy bar, it is Built Bar. It is filled with so much holiday goodness, rich with decadent flavor, covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, low in sugar, low in net carbs, low in fat, and high in protein. So you get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy, and so many flavors, you'll always have a hard time choosing. You got the raspberry, the mint brownie, the cherry, the double chocolate, cookies and cream, peanut butter brownie. There is something for everybody. And of course, as the temperatures get colder, you want to cozy up with something warm. There's a holiday secret you have to try. You dip your Built Bar into a piping hot cup of cocoa, let it melt a little, and give your beverage a little bit of that Built Bar flavor. Plus, you'll have a nice melty Built Bar to go with it. Be sure to have a couple of napkins on hand. Go to Built.com. Use our promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15. Get 15% off your order. Go to Built.com. Use LOCKED15 to get 15% off at Built.com. Rolling along here, Locked On SEC. And getting you guys set for the two SEC bowl games happening tomorrow. We're going to start with the Birmingham Bowl with a nice cross-conference matchup as the AAC's Houston Cougars will take on the Auburn Tigers. These two teams have met six times. Auburn holds a 5-1 series lead. The last meeting was a 7-0 Tigers win in 1973. The Cougars took a big step forward this year playing in the AAC title game under Dana Holgorsen. But they're going to be without a couple pieces. Their star cornerback and big-time return man, Marcus Jones, he is skipping this game to prepare for the NFL draft. Of course, we mentioned already the guys who will be in this game and not in this game for Brian Harsin, as it was a roller coaster first season for him going 6-6. Tigers' best performance of the season was in the Iron Bowl, a game that they let slip away, losing to Alabama in four overtimes. Big thing to watch for in this one, U of H's quarterback, Clayton Tune, been very productive this year, throwing for over 3,200 yards. The Auburn defense comes into this game battle-tested since they have dealt with high-flying offenses like Alabama, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and others. Derek Hall led Auburn with 9 sacks, 12 tackles for a loss. They will have to force the Cougars to be one-dimensional in this game. Cornerback Roger McCreary, as we mentioned, skipping the bowl game to prepare for the draft. TJ Finley, look, he needs to take what the Houston defense can give him. Not force things. He has completed 56% of his passes for 600 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 1 pick. And, of course, Tank Bigsby, the leading rusher for the Tigers in the regular season with over 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. Join us now to preview this game a little bit is our buddy Lynn Scarborough from Lindy Sports. Always fun to catch up with him, and he joins us right now. Lynn, thanks so much for joining us, man. I guess we'll just start here. I know talking with you before we got you here on the show, Lynn, I know you said you're very high on the Houston Cougars in this game, so let's just start there.
Yeah, I really am. I really am. And, of course, people that listen to me with y'all know that I'm an Auburn graduate. I cover the SEC for Lindy's. I cover Auburn when they play, and then when they don't play, I'm covering other people. So to let you know where I come from. We've talked about it on y'all's show. I haven't missed an Auburn football game in over 40 years. And so I'm pretty well qualified to talk about them. And I don't understand the betting odds on this game. Auburn's a favorite, and Houston is 11-2. I mean, they lost their first game and they lost their last game, and in between they didn't lose any games. They just put 20 points on Cincinnati, that's playing for the national championship. They're the number 6 defense in the country, and that goes up against Auburn. That's on a four-game losing streak for the first time in forever. And that their first-team quarterback has a broken leg. Their record-setting place kicker, his leg is in a cast from knee surgery. Their second-team quarterback, his leg is hurt. And against Alabama, he couldn't even, the latter part of the game, he couldn't even walk. And for some reason, I don't think I just gave you the formula for a team that ought to be a favorite. And for some reason, the odds makers, they either know something that I don't, and they don't know a whole lot about Auburn that I don't. And I've watched Houston on television, and their numbers, their statistics speak for themselves. So I just cannot possibly imagine why Auburn is the favorite in this ball game. I also am in charge. I've been a committee chairman for the Birmingham Bowl really since its inception. I've been on its executive committees, and we are in the process right now of doing the game day program. That's my responsibility. So I've read a lot about Houston and about Auburn and about the history of the series. And so we're right involved in that too. And, you know, I hope we have a good Houston Cougar crowd come. I know Auburn's completely sold out all of their tickets, and I'm sure there'll be more Auburn people there than Houston. But I hope folks that have a possibility to come, their Cougars fans will come see us in Birmingham. We're playing the game at UAB's new stadium, Protective Stadium. Seats 47,000, I think. I've covered a game there. It's a fantastic stadium. It's in a good location in downtown Birmingham. The amenities are good. So I hope people will come to the ball game, and speaking as myself personally for Lindy's and as someone on the bowl committee, we hope that everybody comes to Birmingham and enjoys themselves. Unless I'm fooled, I mean, I'll have to admit I'll cover it objectively. I hope I always do that, but I mean, I'm an Auburn graduate, so obviously I'm going to hope they win. But I also get paid to be realistic, and I just don't understand how Houston is not the favorite in this game.
Well, let me ask you this, Lynn, for those who haven't seen him, Tank Bigsby, running back for Auburn, sophomore, had a fantastic season, over 1,000 rushing yards, 10 touchdowns. The key with U of H's defense, they've been good defensively, but in their handful of losses, they gave up a lot of rushing yards. I guess that's going to be the recipe for success for Auburn, but what did you see out of Tank Bigsby this year for Auburn? And
Well, Tank was hurt part during the year. He would have had a good bit more yardage than he had. He's tough. He's a tough runner. He doesn't have breakaway speed. Jaquez Hunter, who had 600 or 800 yards himself, he's more the breakaway guy than Tank. But Tank's a tough runner. He's hard to bring down. He runs for a guy that's not gigantic. He runs the middle well, but he also turns the corner well. And I haven't really studied the games yet. I haven't done the statistical portion of that goes in the program yet. But if Houston has trouble stopping the run, then that's going to be Auburn's best opportunity. Auburn returned their offensive line has four seniors, all of whom have the possibility of coming back next year because of this COVID thing. And I know one of them has already decided to leave, but they still could have some of those guys come back next year. So it's a decent offensive line. It's got two really good running backs. They don't have a quarterback that can run. Heck, they don't have a quarterback that can walk. Having an RPO type thing out of a quarterback, unless the backup quarterback has a, you know, miraculous recovery and improvement over the month of December, that's going to be an element that's an element. And then Finley back also hurt his leg and probably shouldn't have played against Alabama, but they just didn't have anybody else to play.
Talking with our buddy Lynn Scarborough from Lindy Sports. Lynn, just a quick thought. Who's your pick to win it all in the playoff game here happening this weekend?
Alabama. I mean, I've said all along, you know, I told you on the show last week, I picked Alabama to beat Georgia. There was no surprise to me at all. I would have been shocked if Georgia won that game. Alabama had more to play for. Georgia had nothing to play for. I mean, if they got beat 41 to nothing, not 41 to 27 or whatever it was, they would have still gone in the top four. And so I saw no way Alabama would lose that ball game. I'm going to pick Alabama to win it because I think, as I feel at the start of the year, a team that is a defending champion, until they're proven they're not going to be there, I give the lean toward the team being able to defend its national championship or being given that opportunity. So because of that, I feel like Alabama will win it. I don't totally discard Cincinnati as a possibility. The reason Notre Dame was number five and didn't make it was because they lost by double digits at home to Cincinnati. SMU, sort of in y'all's backyard there, you know, people were concerned about SMU, and they were considered a threat to make the threat to make the championship game in the American Athletic Conference. They were behind 48-0 before they even scored against Cincinnati, and Cincinnati beat a good Houston team last week. Alabama's not a juggernaut, guys. I mean, I'm sitting here saying that they're going to win the national championship. I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth, but Alabama easily could have lost to Auburn, LSU, Florida, Arkansas, put five touchdowns and 500 yards on them. They were within just a play of losing three ball games that they didn't lose. This easily could have been a four-loss Alabama team, not a one-loss team playing for the championship. So don't mistake this for a juggernaut Alabama team, but they are very good, and I think they'll win. I think they'll win the title.
Lynn Scarborough of Lindy Sports. Lynn, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again in the new year, all right?
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good one, and let's don't stay out of touch.
All right, Lynn, appreciate you taking the time as always. And again, Lynn Scarborough, lindysports.com. We'll take a quick break. Well, actually, first, let's give you a pick of this one. It was Auburn minus two. Look, I love Tank Bigsby. And I think Auburn can get enough done. I'm just very concerned about T.J. Finley and the passing game, and I think Houston has a pretty decent enough defense that can limit Auburn. I'm going to take Houston to cover the two. Give me Houston plus two, and man, what a terrible start to the bowl season this will be if the SEC starts 0-3. But official prediction, I'll go Houston 27, Auburn 24. When we return, we will discuss the Liberty Bowl, Mississippi State taking on Texas Tech. Thank you guys for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Of course, with it being bowl season, BetOnline has got you covered throughout the holiday season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football continues to march towards this weekend's college playoff games. Of course, the NFL playoffs are right around the corner as well. And BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head on over there right now. You can do so on your mobile device. Sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use our promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON to receive your bonus from basketball to football to NHL, UFC, boxing, Vegas casino games, whatever it is. Don't wait to take advantage of the amazing offers available for you throughout the end of this year and into next year. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, so don't wait to take advantage of all the new amazing offers available to you. BetOnline, it is where the game starts. Right along here, Locked On SEC, and of course, we just gave you our pick for the Birmingham Bowl between Auburn and Houston coming up Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Central, 12 Eastern, so going to be a lot of fun to watch that one. But now let's transition over to the later game, 5:45 Central. Tomorrow will be the Liberty Bowl. And it'll be Mississippi State versus Texas Tech and a chance for Mike Leach to get a little redemption against his old team. Of course, that's the narrative. But once the game starts going, the two high-octane passing attacks are going to get going. The former Red Raider head man in Mike Leach has settled into Mississippi State. The Bulldogs are last in the nation in rushing, but that's because they are third in passing, averaging almost 400 yards per game. There won't be much happening down the field between these two teams. Both offenses like to go with the short yard per completion rate. It's a ball control attack, dominating the time of possession battle. And kind of unlike Mike Leach's, you know, fling it all down the field deep at Washington State or Texas Tech, he's actually got some good defense now as well. Texas Tech, they are in a transitional period as Joey McGuire, his era will start very soon. But before that, Leach, his former quarterback, Sonny Cumbie, will stay on before taking over the Louisiana Tech head coaching job. The Red Raiders, they will run a little bit, but this is a high-powered passing team that will try to keep up with Mississippi State throw for throw. On the flip side, Texas Tech, they will push the ball down the field more, and time of possession is meaningless. Mississippi State, what they have to do in this game, they do a whole lot of things Texas Tech does not. It's a fast-style attack, but it's also meant to control the tempo and the clock. Texas Tech wants to keep defenses on their heels. Mississippi State wants to keep the clock moving. Mike Leach's team should have the ball for at least 35 minutes in this one. Will Rogers and the Bulldog passing game should be on fire throughout. The Texas Tech secondary probably not coming up with enough stops. Will Rogers just too accurate? He's the nation's third best passing passer. They have the best passing, third best passing game. On the other side, Mississippi State's defense, again, will give up passing at times, but I think they'll be able to get off the field. System will work. The passing game will work. And I think Mississippi State will be a whole lot sharper. I'm picking Mississippi State to win 42, Texas Tech 28. The betonline.ag line currently is Mississippi State minus 9.5. So I bet they cover the 9.5. But should be a very fun one. And again, excited to see what Mike Leach and Will Rogers and company are able to do. And man, it's interesting from this standpoint. If Auburn loses to Houston, you're talking an 0-3 deficit in the bowl season. And so all eyes will turn to Mike Leach tomorrow night, hoping to get the SEC in the win column. But just wanted to spend today's show kind of previewing the two games, Houston and Auburn, and of course Mississippi State and Texas Tech. The Birmingham Bowl and the Liberty Bowl both tomorrow. Of course, Wednesday, no SEC games in action. And then on Thursday, we get two more, as we'll have the early 10:30 a.m. Central game between North Carolina and South Carolina, the Duke's Mayo Bowl. And then at 2 o'clock Central, 3 Eastern on ESPN will be Tennessee against Purdue in the Music City Bowl, both those games on Thursday. And then on Friday, the big ones between Cincinnati, Alabama, and Georgia, Michigan. So we'll preview those games throughout this week as we get closer to this weekend. That is just about going to do it for this edition of Locked On SEC. My thanks so much to Lynn Scarborough from Lindy Sports for joining us as always. Thank you guys for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Now go make your second listen. Check out the Locked On Bets podcast, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis from Lee Sterling. It is free and available on all platforms. Thanks again to you guys for listening and subscribing. Check us out on YouTube if you haven't yet. We'll be back tomorrow talking all things SEC football right here on Locked On SEC.